Hey, all you space cats, welcome to the Black Hole Podcast, Halloween Special 2023. Welcome to Season 6 of the Black Hole, Episode 9, Dead Eddie vs. Corporate America. It's Halloween 2023, and preparing for our Halloween tradition that we do for as long as I can remember. We call it Gumbo-ween. So we make some pretty traditional gumbo, New Orleans, Louisiana dish, Cajun dish, and then I hand out candy on the front porch. Last year, I believe, my spouse did get a left-handed gumbo spoon or roux spoon. We do take turns making the roux, stirring the roux, but we have you haven't had real gumbo until you've had it with a left-handed roux spoon, I gotta tell you. But so, you know, I did this last year for the Halloween. You know, if you want to call and let me know what your Halloween tradition is, one of your favorite Halloween traditions, because this is my favorite holiday of the year, and my spouse as well. Call the spook phone. 412-440-3450. Leave a message. I check those messages at least once a week, usually. Sometimes a couple times a week. Leave a message. Let me know your favorite Halloween tradition. So, into the podcast here. The past two podcasts have been two pretty heavy topics, right? We were talking slavery. Some would call it modern day slavery, and corporate communism. So it's simple. I'll just kind of recap them and go revalidate some of the points that I made, but you know, and I kind of half-heartedly said that when I was talking about two episodes ago, when I was talking about modern day slavery, I said it should be a shorter episode, and this is because I realized, and this is why I cut my podcast down to around 15 minutes instead of a half hour, that when you're trying to convince somebody, hey, this is a really interesting episode of a podcast or whatever, if you can say it's 12 minutes and 26 seconds of your life rather than 17 minutes or 30 minutes, it's easier to convince people to actually listen to it. So that's all I meant by that. But look, if you can't live entirely on your own in the United States, you know, modern industrialized nation, if you can't live entirely on your own, and I'm talking your rent, your groceries, your clothes, your transport, everything society needs says you must have in order to function within it. If you can't attain those things on one income, on your own income, then you are a slave. I mean, you're essentially, again, my point was slaves were given room and board. They were given food, clothing, and some essentials, right? So, you know, if you have to get married to someone or live with your family in order to be able to afford the basic things, that's because society is geared in a way that has embraced modern-day slavery, and you are a slave, and that's the way. I've nailed it down to $20 an hour, right, in most places in the United States. If you are making $20 an hour or less, if you're not making $21 an hour, then you're probably in some form of slavery or indentured servitude in this country. And these corporate communists the point I made the last episode, they have the best psychologists, the best marketing professionals, the best promoters, right? And And they point out how bad it is in other places. And they, you know, have all kinds of tactics and strategies to convince you that you're not a slave, that this isn't slavery. They engineer and promote war in other places so that they can point and say, look how safe it is here comparatively. This is better. This is a better society. This is a better system. Right? They have ice cream and candy. They give us ice cream and candy and caffeine and prescriptions and alcohol and entertainment. But don't let them fool you. The corporate communists control everything, especially information. But I was very specific in what I said, the building block, the cornerstone, the base for a free market economy is. It's the free exchange of ideas. It's not necessarily the free exchange of information. It's the free exchange of ideas. And you can't have a free market without that base set up. And we should have the best system of that in the world in place by now, by the year 2023. But instead, it's just an illusion. There's an illusion of a free internet where free exchange of ideas and information occur. And it's an illusion. You think you post something public, right? You get that little heart thump because you're about to click post to something public that could anybody can see in the whole world. But really, there's an algorithm that shows 10 people, usually your friends, right? And that's all that ever sees it. And social media does this. They have these algorithms. And they have algorithms right now, it's in the news, that make it highly addictive for young people to stay on, to get addicted to this technology. And I think social media is flawed because we rely on people sharing, right? We rely on people sharing the posts for them to go viral or for them to get out to more and more people. And this is it's a system that, you know, it's people putting their reputation out there. Hey, I agree with this post. I'm going to put my reputation out there and share it so that other people can see it. And it's, you know, we have a secret ballot in the United States. And, you know, we have the secret ballot. So it's, you know, I think we could apply that to social media in certain ways and get a lot better discussion and information out there, right? You know, if you anonymized social media in certain ways, right? We have disinformation, right? And we have all this different disinformation, and some of it is driven because people start fake accounts so that they can comment on the disinformation without retaliation, or they want to just comment on some people's things without people knowing who it is that actually commented on it. So you have all these fake accounts, and you have this disinformation. And I think you could really crack down on that if they really wanted to. Again, the corporate communists don't want to. They thrive on this disinformation. It makes you reliant on their mainstream media, which is putting out even more disinformation and more strategies to keep you enslaved and working till the end of days for very little pay. So you have these anonymous fake accounts. First of all, social media, you could have a social media platform or more platforms that verify with a state-issued ID. You verify your state-issued ID number or whatever, picture of it, and that's the only, you only get one account for your ID. But you allow for anonymous posting, right? You can post something and click a special button if you don't want your friends to know you posted it. And it might not be videos and pictures for obvious reasons, but it could be written word. Here's an interesting commentary on this topic, and I want it put out there anonymously. And then you could have an option for people to share it anonymously, so they're not putting their reputation on the line. I shared it, so now whatever the algorithm says, some of my friends can see this anonymous post that I shared anonymously, and so on and so forth. I think you would get much more interesting discussion and information. Because everyone's got a friend, right? Everyone's got a friend on social media they kind of agree with, right? They put a lot of good stuff out there. They kind of agree with a lot of it, but it's kind of walking the line. And there's lots of intelligent people out there trying to put these comments and this information out there, and the social media companies bury them. And there's a lot of good ideas I have as how we could have a platform that was very responsible about disinformation and red flagging certain words and things like that to trigger law enforcement to be able to intervene in certain situations. But again, they make money with little risk and little responsibility to the public, these social media companies. So again, we don't have fact-based media in the United States. We have a for-profit media system, and it's not fact-based media. It's for-profit media. It pushes for very little work in journalistic endeavors for maximum profit, maximum ratings, which leads to very interesting conspiracy theories and viewpoints and disinformation strategies. But the internet is modeled in the same way, right? It's a for-profit endeavor instead of the free exchange of ideas, and that's why this is corporate communism. Like, let me put it this way. If I said I live in a country where an elite group owns all the businesses and they share ownership of each other's businesses, wouldn't you call that a form of communism? They even call the ownership parcel a share. They're all sharing each other's businesses. It's this elite group, this elite class, this communist party that shares all each other's businesses. Now, there are very few standalone businesses because of, you guessed it, corporate law. It's hard for someone, a free market entrepreneur like myself, to have a standalone business or a family business because corporate law was written so that these corporations can consume my business as soon as it becomes maximum profitability. And I would only seek a reasonable and fair profit. But once they buy you up and take you public, then you're at the cutthroat policies of the corporate communists. So we have very few standalone businesses. There's this class, this group, this party, this communist party that owns all the businesses, and they share each other's businesses. And then they convince the government to make it so that the poor and the middle class are incentivized to put their entire retirement into the communist share market, right? This communist share market. That's what it is. It's a communist share market. Even though a few elite corporate communists manage and control all of the entities in the corporate share market. It's communism. They just use different terms than China and Russia. And that's why Well, look, here's my terminology. We live in a former free market nation, the United States of America, a former free market nation with a strong two-tiered communist party. This is unlike China and Russia, who are former communist nations with strong communist parties. Right? And they actually modeled themselves not because they wanted their citizens, think about it. Did China and Russia want their citizens to be more free, like the United States? Or did they change the way they did things because our form of communism is a better form of communism? It's much more oppressive, it's much more complex, confusing, so that nobody can point a finger and say, you people are communists, and we're slaves, right? Because there's too many different angles and promotions and all this stuff. So, you know, I'm not afraid to call it what it is. And the corporate communists, they own and pay for our federal government. And frankly, this government is unconstitutional. We haven't had a free market nation since the 70s. It's a former free market nation with a strong two-tiered communist party. That's the United States. Now, I have a strategy to clean up the government. I have strategies to start companies that can challenge the corporate communists as well. Or I would just straight up challenge them to what I propose in my peace treaty, to a duel. But I'm not empowered to do that. I do have a strategy to clean up the government. It goes state by state. It does require a significant budget, but I believe it could be effective. It won't be effective immediately. It'll take a couple years, but I think within a few years, we would see significant progress in the cleaning up of both state and federal governments. I have a strategy. If you'd like to hear that strategy, give me a call. I'm only a phone call away. Leave me a message. Again, I don't check those messages too frequently. If you want to get a hold of me more immediately, email me. You can email me through my websites that I've plugged on this show. I'm going a little long on this one. But did you write the number down? I'll give it to you one more time. 412-440-3450. Don't be afraid to call them communists. And at least don't be afraid to call yourself an indentured servant, especially if you have student loans. Luckily, I got out from underneath that situation, but I do not have the type of income that would allow me to live on my own at this point in my life, and I'm 40 years old. So there's a lot of people like me, and this is a messed up system. It's communism, and let's work to change it. Empower me, and let me empower you. Happy Halloween, and I wish each and every one of you peace, prosperity, and homeostasis. Thank you.